When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back. It is Payne and Pendergast on a football Thursday. Texans-Jets tonight, 7:15 kick. Game is on, obviously, on Sports Radio 610. TV, we've had a few people ask that because it's streaming on Amazon, but locally, if you're not an Amazon Prime subscriber, you will be able to watch the game on Fox 26 locally. So you can make a note of that. You do not necessarily need to subscribe to Amazon to watch the game tonight. Now, if you do, there are many great benefits that come with subscribing to Amazon, like picking out any random object and having it show up on your doorstep in 5 or 6 hours. It's really amazing.
You still get that. It's just that you don't... You pay a flat fee instead of having to pay for it.
I'm just saying, if you dip your toe in that Amazon water, if you haven't done
the Amazon
yet.
Prime water.
Yeah, the Prime water.
You need the Prime. I don't know how much Prime costs anymore.
$16.93 for me.
For the year?
No, per month.
Oh, no, you got to pay by the year. It's a lot cheaper than that.
Okay, Seth, as you know, this is where you and I diverge in the woods. You are somebody who multiplies these things by 12, and then if there's a deal, you pay that. Me, I'm somebody who goes, that's $16. Fine.
Maybe I'm wrong. I'll ask Brandon. I'm pretty sure it's way cheaper, though, if you do the... Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. The bottom line is things show up on your doorstep, and it's amazing. It's really, really cool.
It's $139 per year if you pay it by year.
Yeah, that's less.
So that's Yeah, that's a big discount, though, Sean. Yeah, it's a big discount, though. Just pay the yearly fee.
I don't know, man. Cash flow and everything, I kind of like that. $16 doesn't even feel like anything. I'm like, that's like two drinks. $139. Oh, my God. That's a whole dinner. Wow. As has been outlined, you are more fiscally responsible than I.
Oh, God, no. I'm not. No,
least,
but yeah.
At least on subscriptions you are.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And subscriptions. Let's get into this game here, the Texans and the Jets. And let's get to the keys to the game, six-pack style. We get things started. Jordan, can you can me here, please? Yep. Thank you very much. Can number one. Pound Joe Mixon again. Pound him, and pound him some more. Joe Mixon won the Angry Scepter Award this past week for his touchdown against the... Who'd they play? The Colts. The Angry... What's so funny?
It's the Angry... Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
The Angry Run Scepter. Yeah, the Angry Run Scepter. Yeah, sorry. The Angry Run Scepter Award. Here was Kyle Brandt going insane about Joe Mixon's touchdown.
This is going to Houston, Texas. This is going to Joe Mixon, who did the full Texas tornado at the goal line. Woo. And his star wide receiver, used to play in Buffalo, celebrated it before it even happened. Guys, it's been a minute. The Houston Texans win the scepter. Western New York's going to be furious. You will have your day. Joe Mixon, Angry Runs winner. We will see you next week. Happy Halloween. Boom.
Yeah, we need a lot of that tonight, I think. No, Stephon Diggs. That clip was sad because you could hear Kyle Brandt saying, look at number one, his teammate, celebrating already before Mixon's even in the end zone. I'm like, oh, that's Stephon Diggs. That's so sad. But no Diggs, no Nico tonight. This will be on offense. This will be a Joe Mixon night, I think.
I wouldn't expect a high scoring affair at all, not just because it's Thursday night football or anything, but you've got two teams that have really good cornerbacks. So between the Jets and the Texans, there's four really quality starting cornerbacks. And, you know, Sauce Gardner is not the same guy that he used to be, but hasn't been playing the same way as when he was really, really humming. But they're still good.
Yeah.
And you've got two passing attacks in the Jets and the Texans that have struggled. Now the Jets don't have Stephon Diggs, or at least they've struggled according to expectations. So I think a lot of this does come down to line play, the pass rush, and then especially the running backs themselves. And Joe Mixon's he's got that ability to break the game for you with some big plays, but also churn yardage. And Breece Hall hasn't been quite the same. He's not exactly what he needs to be for what the Jets are right now.
Dude, Mixon, even Mixon, like the little play, the little swing pass they threw to him early in the Colts game, where they put him out in space and he's one-on-one with, I don't know, he's one-on-one with a linebacker or a corner or whatever. I don't know if he's one-on-one with a linebacker who he's quicker than or a corner who's making business decisions. But just Joe Mixon's ability to make people miss in space for a guy that runs with that much power that was a play, like, they throw it to most of the running backs the Texans have had catching passes the last few years. They throw it to him, and he runs right into contact, whoever it is, and gets tackled for a 3-yard gain. Mixon gets a 9-yard gain out of that because he's so quick.
And both CJ and Caserio had mentioned that as one of the keys to really getting a more efficient and better offense while teams are doing all these things to limit their passing attack is you gotta trust that Joe Mixon can make plays like that.
Yeah.
So, all right, all your the checking down to the running back is not the same as, oh, we're only going to get 2 or 3 yards. No, you got a chance for potentially explosive plays by checking down to your running back.
Yeah.
You know, you include Ogunbowale in that on third downs when he's in there.
Yep.
So I think CJ's been doing a better job of just kind of making that less of an ordeal where he's just automatically now checking down at times or hitting the hot, and that's just key in a game like this tonight.
All right, number two, you touched on it. I think this is defensively, this is a Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter game. Texans pass rush against a decrepit version of Aaron Rodgers that can't move nearly as well as the Green Bay version of Aaron Rodgers, and this is not a very good Jets offensive line. Tyron Smith, their left tackle, is not what he used to be. Here's Aaron Rodgers yesterday on that edge-rushing duo of Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter.
Yeah, I'm going to have to move around a little bit. Will and Danielle are great pass rushers. They're not the only ones. They get a good push in the middle. They can bring 5-man pressure, 6-man pressure, all-out pressure. So I got to be able to move a little bit. And, I'm not the runner I once was. I led our team in rushing a handful of games over the years. I don't want to do that. But I got to be able to move around. I mean, obviously, week three, I moved around pretty damn well. And we had some success, so I need to be able to get off the spot.
You can't do that anymore. I don't want to be the guy to lead our team in rushing. Well, that's good, because you won't be.
It's funny because he mentioned week three. That was a Patriots game. And the Patriots are really the only time the Texans have, or the Jets have, looked like the offense that you want to look. When you remove them from the Patriots game, it's a whole different deal.
So that was the first time. They played them twice already. So that was the first time they played the Patriots?
Yeah, they've owned the Patriots. Yeah.
No, they haven't. They lost last week.
No, well, Aaron Rodgers has looked like semi-competent versus the Patriots.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for, they didn't. They actually looked really incompetent in the second round versus the Patriots. Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Um, So I think Seth, overall, this is a game that the Texans are going to win on defense, and if they're going to win it on defense, they're going to win it up front. To your point, this is a game that'll be won in the trenches, and I think it's a Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson game. Number three, kicking game. Texans have a big advantage in the kicking game here. Kyahmi Fairbairn's been the best kicker in football all season long. He's been reliable from 59 yards in big situations, clutch situations. The Jets just put Greg Zuerlein on IR, which is bad news for the Texans because he has stunk this year. He's been awful, and I don't know who their starting kicker is going to be. They tried out about six of them earlier this week. They signed two of them to the practice squad, including Spencer Schrader, who was the Notre Dame kicker last year, who was got a big leg but not a very accurate leg. So I know a little something about him. But the Texans, if this game comes down to kicking game, the Texans should have an advantage here.
Yeah, that's we talked about it. If you swap Kyahmi Fairbairn and Zuerlein, the kicker for the Jets, who knows? These two might both be 500 teams right now.
Agreed.
So that's they've been tight margins with the Texans, and the Jets have had some tight margin games too. I think the biggest thing is that you look at everything that's wrong with the Jets right now. It's not a lack of talent that's keeping them back. It's a lack of really clicking offensively. It's the Jets' defense, which had, I'd say in two of the last three games, just hasn't been playing as well as when Robert Saleh was the offensive coordinator. But they did look better last week. The Jets' defense looked better last week. I don't think it's going to be hard for the Texans to respect this opponent despite what they're despite what the record is, because you can point at all sorts of film of players who are playing well, guys who have played great in the past, and a lot of it boils down to Aaron Rodgers not being the same guy he used to be, but there's nothing to preclude it from all of a sudden clicking in the middle of the season.
You can show them film. You can show the Texans film of these guys, a lot of them, playing really well against you in week 14 last year. You know, like, it's been less than a year. So that's number three. Number four, the coaching, I'll put air quotes around chess match. I don't know what this Jets staff would look like if you stuck him in front of a chessboard. They'd be like, is this where you king me? Is this where you put two checker chips on top? The Texans have, I think, a big advantage in the coaching game here between these two teams. D'Amico Ryans, excellent head coach. Bobby Slowick, beleaguered offensive coordinator. I get it, but I still, like, my trust factor with Bobby Slowick is not negative. It's probably even right now. And as you pointed out, Seth, no Robert Saleh. So the defense, the Jets essentially, while firing their head coach, also threw the baby out with the bathwater. They fired their defensive coordinator as well because he's the same guy. Yeah. So this is not as good a defense. Ulbrich is still very much feeling his way as a head coach. And their offensive coordinator situation has been in flux as well. They fired Nathaniel Hackett a couple weeks ago. Todd Downing's their OC now. This should be a game where the Texans have an advantage with the coach-on-coach matchup here. And my big request to Bobby Slowick is, let's get a touchdown in the second half of a football game. Let's do that. Can we do that?
Yeah, can you? Well, and again, it's even against bad defenses, good defense, it doesn't matter. The Texans' offense has really struggled to move the ball and to score in the second half.
Yes.
And you look at this Jets defense. The Texans are number one in opponent completion percentage. They've held quarterbacks to like 56%.
Got to be by a mile, I would imagine.
Well, the Jets are number two with about 60% completion percentage. So the defensive backs, despite Sauce Gardner's missed tackles, everything else, they're 11th in total passer rating for the opponents. So, like, they've done some good things in the past. Defense and they can very much, just like other mid to lesser defenses have limited the passing defense in the second half, there's just absolutely nothing about this game where the Texans should take this lightly. Whether Saleh or Ulbrich is the defensive coordinator, it's they've got very real talent, including Quinnen Williams, obviously.
Number five. Speaking of Quinnen Williams, number five key, protect CJ Stroud. That'll be a key until they prove they can actually do it capably, because they've done it at a completely poverty level the last two games. They, as bad as the Green Bay game felt and as bad as they were protecting, that one probably felt worse because they actually lost the football game. They were, by some outlets, they were significantly worse protecting C.J. Stroud from pressure in the Colts game than they were in that ratchet Packers game that they played 2 weeks ago. So they've got to figure this out. They're starting Kenyon Green. That's a concern. It's got to be a concern. There's nobody that can feel good about Kenyon Green right now starting for the Texans. I think what you hope for is one of two things. Kenyon Green, the light goes on, or that the Texans have a literally like a one-series rope for Kenyon Green. Like, okay, this looks like the first half of the Colts game. We can't do – not on this turf. We can't do this, you know?
Right. Yeah, and I think if Patterson were not concussed, I think Patterson would 100% be starting.
I agree.
The hesitancy to put Kendrick Green back in last week was weird, but I think some of it is them stuck trying to figure out, like, okay, we like Kenyon Green's upside. We've got to give him some time to develop. So we'll give him one more go. And I would say Kenyon Green was better after he was reinserted, but some of that was because of some of the play calling. And I don't feel like he was substantially better just because he didn't let up a sack afterwards or something. He still had some pretty rough snaps. And the other big thing to watch from the pass rush, aside from Quinn and Williams, is that right now, Sean, if you're worried about individual accolades, Will McDonald for the Jets is second in the league with sacks with 8. Yeah. Will Anderson's tied for third with 7.5 sacks.
Yeah, McDonald's having a good year, man. Yeah. He's having a good year.
Will Anderson's tied with Aiden Hutchinson, so he can do no better than remain tied with Aiden Hutchinson or surpass him this evening.
If we're still saying Will Anderson is tied with Aiden Hutchinson in a few weeks, because Hutchinson's number ain't moving. Will's having a good year. Yeah, McDonald is he's a good young player, man, no doubt. All right, last prediction. And you'll give your prediction later in the show, Seth, as always. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think it's going to be a field goal game. I think Texans 19, Jets 17. I think the Texans are going to have trouble getting into the end zone. I think Kyme Fairbairn's going to kick a bunch of field goals in this game. And I think they win 19-17 over the Jets tonight.
I'm definitely taking the under. Yeah. And part of it, too, is Garrett Wilson's had 100 yards receiving in 3 of the last 4 games. It's been kind of under the radar. But at least part of it is that Devontae Adams is not producing, but he is getting a lot of attention. Yeah. And they're playing cloud coverage and keeping him from being able to do too much. So Aaron Rodgers has been able to find Garrett Wilson.
Yep.
And just don't be that version of the Texans that all of a sudden loses guys in coverage and gives an opportunity for Devontae Adams to break loose or free or Garrett Wilson. So the Jets certainly have that potential. They just haven't been able to figure it out yet.
That'll be a fun matchup. The Texans corners against this Jets receiving core, for sure.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.